The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
Begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have been discussing the advice that our beloved Prophet had given to our first Imam alayhi salam. He says, وَالثَّالِثَ الْخَوْفُ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ ذِكْرُهُ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. He says, the third is to fear, have khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the type of khawf as if you see Him. You know, the fact is that a person, no matter how evil that person is, how depraved that person is, would not act the same way in front of people that they would in private. Yeah? Like, you know, like if a person, like if there's a security guard standing right there, most people wouldn't steal, but they would steal when there's nobody watching, right? If we knew there was cameras in here, none of you would like pick your nose or something. You know what I mean? Because you know there's a camera watching you, right? And so when we know that someone is watching us, we wouldn't act in that same way. If we can get to the point where we can literally see and experience that God is watching us, it would change the way you and I function. Completely change the way you and I function, right? And that's something that we have to develop. There's a really cool hadith from, again, our sixth Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Where he says, Khafillah, fear Allah ka'annaka tarah, like you see Him. Fear God as though you can see Him. Wa in kunta la tarahu fa innahu yaraka. But even though you may not see Him, know that He sees you. Yeah? Know that He sees you. And He doesn't stop there. He says, وَإِن كُنْتَ تَرَى أَنَّهُ لَا يَرَاكَ فَقَدْ كَفَرْتَ. That if you actually think that He cannot see you, then you have done kufr. You have disbelieved in Allah, because Allah sees everything, right? Like we have this story that I know we all have heard from the time we were at madrasa, right? Like there was a teacher who told the students, do something. I don't know what it was. I don't know what the act was, but do something where no one will see you. So one student came back and said, I hid under a table. One student said, I hid into my closet, right? And they did all of this, and one student came back and he said, I couldn't. And he says, why? Why couldn't? He said, because God was watching me everywhere, right? And that student was me. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah? But that's the reality, right? Like the reality is that God sees us at all times, and that's something that we always have to be mindful of. And if we ever believe that in this particular moment God is not seeing me, فَقَدْ كَفَرْتَ, the Imam says, you have done kufr, you have disbelieved. But then he says, وَإِن كُنْتَ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ يَرَاكْ, that if you know and you are certain that God sees you, ثُمَّ بَرَزْتَ لَهُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ, and then you still have the guts to sin against Allah after you know that God sees you, فَقَدْ جَعَلْتَهُ مِنْ أَهْوَنِ النَّاذِرِ بَيْنَ إِلَيْكَ, that you have made God the most insignificant of lookers. Yeah? The most insignificant of people who see things. Imagine how that is. If I know, guaranteed, Allah is watching me, and yet I have the ability to sin, what does that tell me or you about what I think of God? I think He's insignificant. Who cares if you see me? I'm still going to do this. And that is scary. Yeah? That is scary. That's a demonstration that our faith needs a lot of work. Yeah, a lot of work to then get to that point. And so we start. How do we fear God? We fear God the type of fearing that is if He sees me. All we need are reminders for this, because we have from the time we are children been taught that God sees everything, that God hears everything. Innahu Sami'ul Basir, we are constantly reminded that indeed He is all hearing, all seeing. The problem that we get into is that the moment I want to sin, I forget that God is watching me at that point. Because if I truly remembered at that point, I don't think most of us would sin. I don't think we have that kind of guts. I say the same thing about Fajr, you know? That at Fajr time, if I just pick up the habit or get into the habit to say that God is waiting for you, God is waiting for you, none of us will snooze at that point. None of us. Because I don't think we have that kind of guts to snooze. And we know, the problem is we forget at the time of Fajr because our sleep has taken over. Or when our desires have taken over, we forget that God is watching. We just have to find reminders, right? And that's up to us to find that reminder. I think, like, create your own alarm that comes out. God is watching, right? God is waiting, whatever. Like, if you can do something like that, I'm sure you can create your own alarms, right? Or if you know, for example, your vice or my vice is to we watch inappropriate things on the laptop, then have like a big eye on your laptop. Every time you open it, you see this eye as a reminder. These are just examples, yeah? But you have to find your own example to remind you that God is watching. Because I promise you, if you can remind yourself that God is watching, we wouldn't sin, right? And that's the level of faith that we need to have. If we have that level of faith, then that secondary khawf of being distant from God will become much easier to reach if I have the first level of khawf in my life. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Ma salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. Then we come to the fourth advice. Warabi'a kasratul buka min khashyatillah. Yeah? To cry frequently or to cry a lot. Out of the khashya of Allah. Now again, like most translations will translate khashya as fear as well. We translated khawf as fear. Both words can't really mean fear. They both may produce fear, right? Khashya is more of being in awe, yeah, of humility. A humility of such sorts that I fear doing something to ruin that relationship with God, because I respect Him so much. So it's a different type of fear, but we'll discuss that. But then the Prophet says that kathratul buka min khashyatillah, a lot of tears out of the fear of God or being in awe of Allah, yubna laka bi kulli dam'atin alfa baytin fil jannah. Subhanallah. That Allah will build for you, for every tear, 1,000 homes in paradise. Yeah? This is not a small thing, yeah? Not a small thing. Now what will we do with 1,000 mansions? Allahu A'lam. Yeah? But the fact is that I would get Jannah, right? But I think more than the reward of the 1,000 mansions is the value of that one tear. Imagine how powerful that one tear for God is. Right? Now here, what's the difference between khawf and khashya? Right? As we said, khawf is translated as fear, khashya is translated as fear. But what's the difference, right? The difference is, according to linguists and ulama here, they tell us that khawf is generally a type of fear over something where we don't have full knowledge about it. Okay? So for example, I don't have full knowledge about the Day of Judgment. I have general knowledge, so I fear the Day of Judgment. I don't have full knowledge of the effects of my actions, and so I fear these actions. I don't have full extent knowledge of the wrath of God, so I fear the wrath of God. So any time that I lack the full knowledge behind something, I would automatically fear that, right? This is true for anything, whether you play sports, whether you do something, the fear, you don't really fear your opponent, but the time you fear your opponent is when you can't figure him out or her out, right? And there's something strange about that person. Khashya is a fear that is attained after knowledge. When you gain knowledge about something and you say that that being deserves respect, that being deserves awe, then it automatically creates a feeling of humility and respect for that being, where you fear ruining that relationship. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatir says in verse 28, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ إِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء أحسنت, that the only ones who truly have khashya of God are the ulama, right? Are the ulama. Now ulama doesn't mean scholars as such. It means those who have knowledge. The more knowledge you have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you will be produced, or the more inclined you would be to have this khushu, this being in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I've been waiting, I've been hurting, 'cause I've been falling. I need your help. My heart is breaking, so tired of crying. Lord, I'm calling, I need your help. Astaghfirullah. Forgive me, O Lord.